Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's daily dose of Quran, we study an ayah from Surah Al-Hujurat. In Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides us with different guidelines and teachings when it comes to our social interaction and social behavior, how we deal and interact with others. And the first bit of advice is verse number 6 of Surah Hujurat. Allah teaches us how we should deal with information. Today we are living in an era and an age of mass information, especially because of social media. So information is so easily disseminated, and how much of that information could be incorrect and inaccurate information. So how do we deal with information? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who have brought iman, in ja'akum fasiqun binaba, if a disobedient person comes to you with some information, whether he comes to you personally, or you receive the information via somebody else, or the information has reached you via social media, a broadcast, or whatever social platform, it came to you. What should you do? Allah says, فَتَبَيَّنُوا, verify the information. Investigate. Don't share it, don't broadcast it, don't like it, don't retweet it, don't discuss it with anyone else. First, verify the information. Do some investigation. Go to the source. Listen to the information and hear it from the person himself. فَتَبَيَّنُوا. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمَهُ, lest you harm somebody. Now you have shared it with somebody else, that information, or you have discussed it with somebody else, you have tainted another person's reputation. You have brought some harm to somebody else. You have brought some difficulty to that person. And sometimes, even if the information is true, there's no need to share it. That person has a family, he has a wife, he has children. Right, so you're not only tainting his name, or you're not only dishonoring him. What about his family and his children? So at times, even when the information is valid and it's authentic and it's true information, you don't ever share that information with anyone else. What you don't want others to hear of yourself, don't speak that of anyone else. That's the principle. If you don't want anyone to say something about you, if such information comes to you about somebody else, then don't share it with anybody else. Allah says, so verify the information, lest you harm somebody because of ignorance. بِجَهَالَةٍ فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَىٰ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. And later on, now you regret what you had done. Now the damage has been done, and hearts have been broken, and people's reputations have been dragged through the mud and have been tainted. Now you regret what you have done. And while we're on this topic, just one advice I'd like to share with you. Sometimes you are in a position, you have been appointed as a mediator or as an arbitrator, and you have to deal with a matter between two people, and information comes to you from one party. There's a dispute between husband and wife, or a dispute between two business parties or two colleagues, whatever it may be, and one has brought some information to you regarding the other. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Ali, O Ali radiallahu ta'ala, فَلَا تَقْبِلِ الْأَوَّلِ. Don't ever pronounce a decision. Don't ever reach a conclusion. Don't ever take a decision if one has only come to you. حَتَّى تَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ الْآخَرِ. If any information has come to you and has reached you regarding a certain party, don't ever pronounce a decision and arrive at a conclusion until you don't hear it from the next person. The husband has brought some information to you. Don't take a decision until you haven't spoken to the wife. One business partner has come to you with some information and they want you to arbitrate or mediate. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells Ali radiallahu ta'ala, don't ever take a decision until you don't hear it from the next person's mouth. His version of the story.